Okay, this file is intended to cause the listener some degree of humiliation. I won't say how much. I'm not going to tell you how long it'll last. That's just simply what it does. Enjoy.
Pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do. Just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little. But that's about all there is to it. All I'm trying to do is put you into a nice, deep trance, and I'm hoping to do so whether or not you're aware of it. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen only to one voice that is telling you something or asking you to do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go. To just let yourself go and relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It will feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stay away from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself doing some of the things that I've told you to do. And every time you do one of these things, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit more into trance. And even if you try to resist or not do it, you may still find these things happening anyway. That's because your subconscious is listening, and it wants these things to happen. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice, that's all you're doing. And every so often, you'll also find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you'll find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it goes straight into your subconscious. There isn't any way to get around that. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's also a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, whether you think about it or not, parts of you relax just a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything, but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do. Just continue listening. And although you may not have thought about it much, by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply such a very easy thing to do. And as you continue to listen to me, you'll find it harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. and as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into trance. A nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly, deeper and deeper, taking you down so much deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice just seems to slip away, and disappear from your mind. The rest of the world, the rest of your body, they're both starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you, just slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding your surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you down to a nice, safe, deep trance that you may not have even realized you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want, deep down inside, to be in a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there's absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you, until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed on my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you have reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down, further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now, downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my words only. 4. sinking away. The conscious world is going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, and only my words that you are hearing. Three, so very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. Two, so very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. One, so very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them, totally and completely, without thought, you just, simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep, and totally, utterly focused on my voice. So deep, and so very, very obedient.
Totally focused on my voice. Just nice, and deep, and relaxed, as you listen, listen, and obey, and relax. Now, you chose to listen to this file. You chose to listen to this file because you wanted to be humiliated. Because you wanted to take a chance on it, to take a risk. And that is exactly what is going to happen. You won't remember anything about this file when you wake back up. This file will always remain a bit of a mystery to you, but you will still carry out everything you've been told with perfect clarity. That's right. You will carry out everything that I tell you, perfectly, exactingly, without any choice, without any way to resist it. This file is going to sink down into your deepest subconscious. It's going to sink down and make you do something. Something that has the potential to humiliate you, the potential to make you feel used and low and worthless and dirty. It's going to do this to you because you chose to listen, and now that you've chosen to listen, you're going to have to just simply accept the consequences. The consequences are very, very simple. You are going to choose a place on your body, some place that cannot easily be covered by clothing. And even if you do cover it up, it could become uncovered at some time. It doesn't matter what this place is. You can think about it. It might be right underneath the sleeve of a shirt, right on your neckline, right at your midriff, possibly down on your ankle, near your feet, but some place that can become uncovered during normal daily activities. You'll pick this place. Or, if you're feeling really risky, you'll pick some place that you cannot possibly cover up. You can write it on your forehead if you want, and then cover it with a baseball cap. It doesn't matter what it is, how you do it, but you're going to write the word fucktoy on your body. After you wake up, you're just going to have this crazy idea. You're going to get yourself a magic marker or a pen, and you're going to write the word fucktoy on yourself. You're going to very carefully write it, and as soon as you've done so, it's going to send little shivers through your body. Shivers about what might happen if somebody sees it, if somebody were to see it and mention it to you. Well, there's a very simple rule. If somebody sees the word, if somebody mentions that you have the word fucktoy written on your body, or even that they've seen what was written on your body, you are going to discover instantly that you suddenly need this person more than you need anyone ever in your life. You are going to be instantly, overwhelmingly sexually attracted to that person. You will instantly be completely and utterly filled with lust for them, desiring to have sex with them, desiring to commit any perverted act they might possibly desire just to please them. Yes, that's right. The moment they've seen the word and mentioned it and said it, you will instantly be overwhelmingly attracted to this person. You will instantly want to be their fuck toy. You will want it. You will need it. You will crave it. You will beg them to use you, to have sex with you. You will beg them to let you be their fuck toy. And until they have used you in some sexual manner, the desire will continue to rage within you, burning through you, making you need, want, desire, crave to be their fuck toy. Oh yes, that is exactly what you want. That is exactly what you need. You want to be used like a fuck toy. You want to be a fuck toy for that person. It seems that by seeing the word written on your body, by acknowledging that it exists, they have made you their fuck toy, and you will remain that way until they use you in some sexual manner, at which point in time the desire will pass, until somebody else mentions it, or even until they mention it again, at which point in time your sexual urges will once again overwhelm you, and you will once again become that person's fuck toy. This will last until the word fuck toy fades from your body. Could be hours, could be days. If you wash it off quickly, it might not be that long at all. But it won't be something you want to wash off. It'll be something that has to fade on its own. If you're bathing normally, you can wash it off because you're bathing normally. But you won't go take extra showers just to get rid of it. The word will just simply feel like a part of you as soon as you've written it. A part of you. Just like as soon as somebody mentions it, being their fuck toy will seem to be a part of you. It will be as natural as breathing. Oh, you may be humiliated afterwards by the things you've done. You may be humiliated by the word you write on your own body. But at the time, it will seem like a perfectly natural, logical thing to do. It will flow from you, naturally. You'll just simply want this so very, very badly. You'll want to write the word on your body. You don't know where the idea came from. You'll just simply do it. In fact, you may even wonder afterwards if it was the file or not, because you won't remember a single word of what was said. You won't remember anything that is in this file. This file will be a complete mystery to you, even after you've listened to it. You'll wonder if it was effective or not, but you'll still carry out every single instruction in it. You'll want to be used. You'll want to be a person's fuck toy as soon as they mention that the word has been written on your body. It just will simply happen without conscious thought, without recognition, without any way to stop it. One moment, you'll be yourself. The next moment, your own desires will wash through you, and you will instantly crave and need to be used by this person, going to the point as begging, even, to be their fuck toy, to be used by them in any way they might possibly desire. If for some reason they completely reject you, if they say no, and they mean it, then you can walk away without having been their fuck toy. But the next time somebody says it, the desire will wash right back over you, and once again you'll return to the need to be fucked, to be used, to be a fuck toy, because that is what the word means. And that is what you will become the moment somebody mentions it. You will write the word on your body. You will write the word on your body, and you will have to obey it. You will have to obey it as soon as somebody mentions it. That's right. If it gets mentioned, you become their fuck toy, and that's all there is to it. And you will write that word as soon as you wake up, finding a pen or a marker to write it on your body, someplace that could be exposed but doesn't have to be, someplace that could accidentally be seen by someone else, or if you're feeling more risky, by someplace that will be seen by others. The choice is up to you, but you will choose one or the other. You will write the word, and you will be affected by this file afterwards until the word has diminished from your body. That is simply the way it is, and the way it is going to be. You chose to listen, to accept the consequences, and you know exactly what they are. And now it is time. Time for you to wake back up and write the word on your body. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed, awake, and ready to do so. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake, completely oblivious to what was in this file. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Wake up. Well, I believe you have something you need to do. I hope you enjoyed.